He's extremely accurate. He does a good job of, you know, dispersing the ball and kind of spreading it out. I mean, you look at the catches from the wide receivers. I mean, it's he's done a good job of getting everybody involved in the offense. And I think, you know, it's one of the most explosive offenses in this league. You know, I played against North Turner's offenses a lot in the past, and he's does a really good job of, you know, you think of Phillip Rivers, but they do a really good job of establishing a run game, of running the football. I think Matthews is an exceptionally talented back and runs really strong, runs through arm tackles. So we have to really focus and concentrate on not allowing them to get that run game going. And then, you know, it's a vertical passing game when Phillip drops back. So you can't allow it to be thrown over your head, and you got to be sound in coverage. And obviously pass rush comes, you know, into that as well. So we have to pressure Phillip Rivers every chance we get.
Yeah, because he's been vulnerable to the sack this year.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, we love our chances when we turn it into a one-dimensional game with our rush, you know. So that's our focus, that's our concentration, is we can't allow them to get that running game going. They do a good job. I mean, they have a lot of scheme runs, you know, and they do a good job of mixing it up week in and week out. So we have to be really sound in our run fits. You know, all guys involved in the run game. And then obviously when we do turn into that one-dimensional game, you know, get in his face and affect him as a passer. It's you know, against the good quarterbacks in this league, you have to do that. And he's one of them. So it's very important for us to do this week.
Keith Elway said this week that the Broncos need to play with more urgency.
Right.
I think he meant specifically probably at the start of the game.
But right.
What'd you take that to mean?
Well, I mean, this game is a game that needs to be played with passion, emotion, enthusiasm, you know. And if you don't bring it to the table in this game, then you're in for a long day, you know. And we played some really good football teams. It seems like we've kind of gotten off to some slow starts, and not necessarily saying that we're not bringing that passion, emotion, enthusiasm, but you know, it's extremely vital, it's important to get off to a quick start. So we've talked about that as a team. We all realize that, and we know how important it is. And that's going to be our focus and concentration this week, is really starting fast. And then, you know, obviously when you start fast, it sets a tone for the ball game. And, you know, you have to be consistent with that intensity, you know, throughout the ball game for 60 minutes, and then finish strong as well. So something we've talked about and we're planning on doing.
Big game, obviously. But it's game six. It seems clearly a big game.
Yeah, they're all must games. They're all must wins. You know, but, you know, it's against a division opponent. They're leading our division right now. We can put ourselves in a position where we're tied with them with a lot of football to be played. So I'm not a big picture guy. You know, I know that we're 2-3. I do know that. And I know that I don't like this taste in my mouth, and I want the taste of victory. I want that feeling. I want our mojo back. And we just need to get our third win of the season, you know, bottom line. And that's the only way you can look at it.